on this episode of On Call.
Coming from the episode where we talked about toxic friends.
That's the sad part about backstabbing and betrayal in general, is because you never expect it to come from a friend.
I'm okay to lose a friend by saying a hard truth. As they say, as iron sharpens iron, so must one man sharpen another man.
Because you can trust that they have your best interests at heart.
What? What?
Now okay. I feel like I'm backstabbing my friend! And then... Am I a bad person?
Hey, everybody, and welcome to On Call with Justin,
Jackal,
Danny,
and Inka.
On Call.
With Justin, Jackal, Danny, and Inka.
Oh, like toxic friends, right? You just want to laugh all the time. You're so toxic. Oh my gosh, like you're so toxic. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Toxic's fun. The joke you're lang. It's not.
Not fun.
Coming from the episode where we talked about toxic friends, we kind of missed out on a specific branch of toxicity.
Branch of toxicity.
A branch? Can we do like a recap first?
Parang we did make a distinction between toxic friends and ano yung
high maintenance.
High maintenance. Yon. So there is a difference.
High maintenance versus toxic friends. So which one of those would backstab you?
Wow.
Which one of those is most likely to backstab you?
I think may difference kasi. Because like, you know, a toxic friend is still a friend. Because you can have all the good intentions but be toxic, you know.
Yeah. Sure.
That happens.
Sure.
Someone super clingy, always depending on you for emotional reassurance as like a friend or a companion. Things like that. I feel like a toxic friend and a high maintenance friend is still a friend at the end of the day. Someone who backstabs you, that's like, I don't know.
I remember in first year high school, I remember talking about one of my classmates to one of my other classmates. And then this classmate of mine, of whom I was speaking, he went up to me and he was like, what's going on? Why are you talking about
what's
me?
What's this I hear about?
Behind my back, whatever. Things like that, right?
Mm-mm.
And then I was like, oh, I don't know. He was like, and he said something that I'll never forget. He was like, you know, you're backstabbing me or whatever. A true friend stabs you in the front. I was just like, but a true friend wouldn't stab you at all, I think. I don't
No, but he's right though. Like, no, no, Justin stabs me in the front all the time.
It's true.
You know what? For me, kasi, that's the sad part about backstabbing and betrayal in general, is because you never expect it to come from a friend.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's so much more painful. That's why I feel like the people you care about, you actually give more power to hurt you.
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of like going for surgery. You're giving the doctor the power to slice you open.
You're allowing that vulnerability.
Yeah.
When that's broken, in general, it hurts a lot more when you know or when you find out that the person who backstabbed you is a friend.
Someone you trusted.
A betrayal never comes from an enemy, like you said.
True.
Yeah, because like that's essence. Just expected.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's not a betrayal
it's
anymore.
It's not betrayal. It's just, you know, an attack. It's just what they do.
Just a blatant. It's just what happens in the front. They do. No, but you know what? I think it's they come together. Mm-mm. You can't have one without the other, can you? Just like love, right? You can't love and expect not to be vulnerable enough to be hurt. You know?
So jumping off of that, have you guys ever been betrayed or backstabbed by somebody that you loved in any capacity, like friendship, even like family? Because that happens, right?
I saw a quote the other day. We posted it on the Bogart page, I think. And speaking of family, and it says like, parang wag kayong mag-iwan ng lupa kasi pag-aawayan yan. Mag-iwan kayo ng utang kasi hindi sila mag-aaway. I've never personally felt like I was backstabbed. Although I know for a fact that people have talked behind my back. I don't know if there's a difference. But to me, kasi, it's a slight kind of difference. But then when I find out, or at least when I found out who was talking behind my back, medyo masakit. So I guess in that light, you feel betrayed. Na parang, what you think that of me?
Yeah.
Do you confront them? Kasi you found out in a weird way. And
ako, I wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my experience. But that's me. How about you, Danny? You started it off. So have you ever been backstabbed?
Oh yeah, several times in many ways, shapes, and forms. Like in friendships, in love life, diba? Like maraming beses na akong ano ba yun, backstab sa Tagalog?
Binakstab.
Oh. Sinaksak sa likod.
Sinaksak sa likod. Hindi pa na kontento.
Palikurang sinaksak.
Paulit-ulit pa akong sinaksak. So, I'm getting from a dark place here of angst.
Oh.
Like, it's basically like, it's something you never expect kasi. Like,
okay, but I've what been, happened?
In the love life, I've been cheated on twice.
That's actually a form of backstabbing.
I've only had three relationships. My current girlfriend is my third. And both relationships that I've had, I was cheated on.
That sucks.
So, I wouldn't blame the woman or the other party involved because now that I'm a lot more mature and I've learned a lot, there were a lot of shortcomings from my end. And so it was partially my fault as well. Not to excuse cheating at all, right? Definitely not an excuse, but
I think you can condemn cheating and still at the same time owe up to your mistakes not say that it's because you had mistakes.
Right.
Because you can have like so many people commit mistakes and yet their partners do not cheat on them. So it's not the mistake.
True. So it's actually still up to them to do that. Right?
It's not the mistakes that make the cheating happen. It's because they're cheaters.
Yeah, it just helps it materialize, I guess. I don't know. But
it becomes an excuse.
It becomes an excuse. Yeah. It's not a reason. It's an excuse.
Not a reason. It's
That's it. So that's that. I think all encompassing, just to wrap that up, I think my biggest mistake there would have been to not have respected myself. Mm-hmm. And that's just advice to, take it with a grain of salt. It's my personal opinion at that. Nah, if you don't respect yourself, it allows people to not respect you.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's because if you don't respect yourself, then your boundaries to protect yourself aren't as solid.
You allow people to walk all over you.
The image I got there was of a clown. If a clown's out there, hey, everybody, look at me. Usually, people would be more inclined to treat you like a clown as well.
True.
Which is also why I'm saying that partially it was my fault. There was a contribution on my part.
You were a clown.
Now that I know better.
Yes.
Yeah. Like you can't blame people for treating a clown like a clown.
Yeah. Okay. But I think also we can liken that to like a jewelry store, for example. Mm. It's just open. But the people who steal from those things, they're bad people.
Right.
Yeah. So like even if you act like a clown, someone pa who loves you will take advantage of that.
So at the end of the day, it's still up to you as the person to make the betrayal.
Yeah. So true.
Right. No matter what, it will boil down to your core. Before you make a betrayal, it's really your decision.
How you act is your karma, how they act is theirs, kind of thing. So how about you, Inks?
You know what? Earlier I said that I didn't have like a backstabbing story. Like I was like, it happened when I was like, what, grade school? But I realized I do pala. And it happened, like he was one of my best friends.
Since we were
in high school. Don't talk to me, Just. Like since high school. And this guy friend of mine, he had a girlfriend and they were super in love and everything. And then the relationship got toxic. But it was one of those, like, it got so toxic, but they still really loved each other with a passion type of thing. But they weren't good for each other.
Those whirlwind type of relationship.
Yeah. They weren't good for each other anymore because it was getting too, like, they were imploding already. So they broke up, but they still wanted to be together. But it was just the tension was too high still. And even the mom of the girl was just like, don't come near my daughter, like hired bodyguards because he was getting a little like intense. Also, like, I want to see her. So what happened was like he would cry to me, like call me on the phone and I would just listen to him and let him cry. Because, you know, sometimes you can't say stuff. Sometimes all they want is someone to be there with them while they cry. Yeah. So that's what I was doing. I was on the phone with him, just listening to him sob his heart out. And it broke my heart because like, he was one of my best friends. Right. Hmm. So what I did was I was like, oh my God, these two really still love each other. So I messaged the girl. I said, do you want to hang out? And I didn't tell him because the mom found out that I wanted to hang out with her. And then she called me herself. The mom said, Inka, I trust you. Please do not let him near my daughter. Okay, I trust you with my daughter. I'm like, yes, tita, I got you. I got you. I knew that he was in a very emotional state. And yeah. just him knowing would mean that he would have no qualms about rushing to my house to just like talk to her. And I didn't want that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want that high energy. I want to talk to her on her own. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Calm. And I found out that she still loved him. She wanted to be with him. And she just wanted to... Like it was getting so intense, but she was willing. So, okay, I'll talk to him because I actually do still love him. And so I got through. There was a breakthrough. I was like, nice. And I felt good because like I was thinking, my God, my friend won't be heartbroken anymore. He'd be so happy because she wanted to get back together. And then they spoke the next day at school and I was ready to take the phone call of him, like to tell me about it. Like, oh, like what's up? But when he called me, he was mad as hell. He was so mad because it didn't matter to him that I talked to the girl to help get them back together. Mm. The only thing he heard was, I went to Inka's house. And then he stopped hearing that now. Because all he could focus on was that she was at my house and I didn't tell him.
Yeah.
And he could have gone there to talk to her myself. And you didn't tell me. You're such a bad friend. And then after that, he stopped talking to me and then he started backstabbing me to all of our barkada, telling people how awful I was as a friend. And he kept saying, because she went behind my back to talk to her and she knows how much this girl is important to me. I'm like, yeah, dude, I talked to her to put you guys back together. Exactly. Didn't matter to him. Mm. He was so mad. And then we stopped talking. And I was so heartbroken about that because sometimes when a friendship ends, that's even more painful than a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you've been friends for a long time. Mm.
They still have a special spot in your heart.
I cried about that for like maybe every time I would remember, even 2 years after, I would cry. I'd have bad dreams about it. And then after a while, I was just like, you know what? Not worth it. And then eventually we kind of talked again, but it's not the same anymore. We don't even talk now.
I grew apart na.
Yeah. Wala na. The damage has been done.
But that girl was also your friend.
She became one of my best friends now.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. She became one of my best friends. She's happy now. She's married. She has a kid.
Okay. I see. I was going to be like, well, I mean, if the girl was your friend also, then why would he get mad at you for inviting your friend over? Kind of thing.
I met her through him.
Yeah. For me, backstab Danny. No. Honestly, I
would never.
I only know front stab.
Can't recall. Yeah, I only know front stab.
No, actually, that's also why I appreciate Justin. Because like, if he's going to tell it to you, he's going to tell it to your face. And it's going to suck. But at least it's up front.
I also tell it to your face because I know you can take it. That's one thing. Okay.
Yeah, there are people that can't. Sa akin, it's more like intent. All these things come with intent. Do you intend to make the person better? Or do you intend to hurt the person? And I think that's the root of what backstabbing or betrayal means, right?
Like, so how do you know?
No, I mean, the person who's doing it, I think they would know, right? Like, if I'm gonna gossip about someone, if I'm gonna intentionally malign someone to someone else, then I would know that the intention is I want that person to go down, right? But if your intention is good, then you know that maybe you're talking to people because you want to get to the bottom of it to help that person. Mm-hmm. Like, with Inka's situation, it was really more about you wanted to do something good, but then because they're blinded about other things that they don't see it.
Yeah.
Blinders.
Mm-hmm. Blinders on. Eh. Mm-hmm. It's an emotional thing.
I even talked to him about it. I was like,
later on.
He's like, you were there in her house. I said, doing what? For who? It doesn't matter. Like, oh, never mind.
But it was the rock, pala. The rock is your friend.
It doesn't matter.
Because the people's elbow.
That was the people's girl you were talking to.
I know.
Ikaw naman, Justin. Like, how do you know if somebody can take it? If you want to tell them something or reprimand them in a brotherly way or give them correction or in a sisterly way for that matter.
All right. Here's one level where it's easy for me to correct or to take that stance with Danny. Is that number one, is that we're both Christians and we both go to church together. So there really is that
premise.
something connection like
that. Yeah. Na parang we're really meant, as they say, as iron sharpens iron, so must one man sharpen another man.
Right, right.
Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so for me, whenever I know that someone is like a self-professed Christian, then I at least I know that I sort of have that foot in the door. Mm. But you still got to feel it out, obviously. Isn't anyone who just, you know, has Christian on their Facebook profile. Mm-hmm. And then, ay, Christian ka pala. Ay, di bakit ganito, ganyan? No. It's still about personal relationship, right?
Because you've developed a brotherhood with each other.
Yun. Yeah.
Sabi nga nila, if you can't fart on their face, then don't, you know.
What?
If you can't fart in front of them or if you can't fart around them, then we're probably not close enough
you
to correct
face,
them.
You said face, bro.
Fart in your face?
That's so different.
Don't let us into your little bedroom escapades, okay?
So I feel like if we were all in a room, I'd be comfortable enough to fart.
So now we know what it means to be close to Danny is that he's comfortable enough to fart on your face.
I was like, Justin, has he farted on your face?
Not that I recall.
That you recall.
Those are the key words.
You're sleeping, you just feel a gust of air.
Yeah. So on that note though, let's say with Bible studies and small groups and everything, there is that
premise,
for lack of a better word, I guess, that I am open to hearing what other people have to say about my character so far or how I'm reacting to something.
Because you can trust that they have your best interests at heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. And yes. It isn't like,
That's how my siblings and I are with each other, especially now. Like when we were younger, no. But now we're just like, we can sit each other down and be like, you know what? You're a bit of a turd. You have to stop.
You're a bit of a turd.
Wow. Yeah, paano if you have a friend though na gusto mo i-correct pero alam mong they can't take it?
It really depends. So for me, my usual rubric is…
Justin's rubrics.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's this.
Kasi syempre you love them, diba?
Yeah.
And you want the best for them. Pero parang hirap to correct them because you know they're gonna retaliate.
Or to confront
get the wrong
even.
Idea.
Yeah. You know? This is always the dilemma, I think. Is do you correct your friend right away or do you talk to another friend, process how you're feeling…
For
and
advice.
Then,
decompress.
And then, yeah. But the thing is… Yeah. By you talking to that other friend, is that you now
is that
gossiping?
Right. It goes into a territory
intent. Yeah, intent.
It goes to intent. Because I don't want to confront someone without really asking for
decompressing your
opinion. Like advice. Have you ever tried to confront a friend? They're gonna think about hi Jacob. They're gonna think that you're he's like
Oh, this is evil laugh.
He does the evil laugh and he does like this thing with his hands when we say wash. So he does like the evil laugh and the hands.
Oh,
like,
no.
He created a super villain. Because I do that. Like I don't want to talk to someone yet until I've gathered enough information.
Of course. And that's just being wise about it. You need input about your point of view also. What if you're wrong then? Diba?
Correct.
What if you're coming from a different, not so good place?
What if that turns to gossiping, like Justin
no,
said?
But that's
like,
the thing,
eh?
Parang, syempre, you know, well, I think, first of all, and this is where the weird part comes in. You talk to someone who you trust as well, I guess, who wouldn't tell someone else.
Yeah. Okay. So someone that you wouldn't consider it to be gossip.
It ties a loose end in a way.
Someone who would give sound advice.
Here's one thing I'm thinking about with regard to that is as much as possible, just leave names out of it. Like you can be general.
I have this friend who's in it all ganyan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have this friend. We're in a show together.
Okay, that's like us and then Geek Speak.
I know. Yeah.
Okay,
we're
so
in a show together. He's one of Madame the taller Rene. Ones. That's the important
Okay, ganito.
So Vince then.
So I have this friend, guys.
Oh shoot.
I have this friend that I want to correct. But yun na nga, I wanna tread lightly because they're the kind of person that gets mad really easily. Even if you're not trying to upset them, they get upset. They're already a sensitive person.
So toxic friend or high maintenance friend?
I would say high maintenance.
Okay.
But the thing is…
High blood friend.
But the thing is, you really… I really treasure our friendship. I really do.
Okay.
Thanks.
But the thing is, I want to be able to help them become a better person without offending them.
Gets ko yon, pero that's another thing. Is it your job to make them a better person? Mm. Or are you being like
that's
righteous?
That's a good one. Mm.
That's valid, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't
that's
just be like, you know, I want to help you be a better person. Because it's like you're saying, oh, so you think you're better than me. that you're in a position. So
that's definitely something that my friend would assume.
Because honestly, it depends on the problem. Like, you have to weigh it out then. Like, if the problem is they're spiraling down, like if you look at people who have alcoholism or addiction of some sort, like you have to correct them. It's not that you're better than them, but they're going to spiral down.
Their life.
But you're going to die.
It's a big
intervention
problem.
Time.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But you're saying kasi something that, well, it depends on the gravity of it. Like, yun nga, like, what is the issue with this?
I think, though, that the issue also affects other areas of their life, relationship-wise. Because it's just, I guess my friend just needs to be more lenient.
Relationship-wise, like, again, is that your job?
It could affect their love life.
Yeah, but is that your job?
I think, as a friend, to a certain degree, it's your responsibility.
There is a difference between concern and meddling.
Yeah, 100%.
It's not your job. It's not your life. I think there also needs to be a wisdom in that.
So how can you discern the difference?
Between?
Meddling and helping.
Like, for example, I think it's nitpicking now. It's like, I think it's going to affect your love life and your relationships. It's like, why do you care?
Parang because you're my friend. Yeah, because you're my friend.
As compared to, let's say, ito, an example would be your friend's partner is beating her up.
Uh-oh.
Or, you know what I mean? Like that one, obviously, someone has to
meddle.
You have
to step in.
It's a degree also. Like, how badly will it affect your friend's life?
Actually, it could be as simple as that. It's a scale for enough, but you can gauge it by actually reflecting on it. And this is why I like talking to other people about it, whether anonymously or someone who also knows that person, is because I want to know, am I doing the right thing? Is it something that I should be meddling with? Mm-mm. Or not meddling. I think meddling already kind of says that you want to meddle. You know what I mean?
So this is like a learn by doing episode, right? Wherein I'm asking advice for a friend that I want to help. So based on your three opinions, what do I do?
Okay, so let's set the groundwork first. There's a friend you want to correct, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's number
easily
one.
Easily offended friend.
Easily offended. I know who you're talking about now.
I get it.
Are we backstabbing your friend right now? Is that what we're doing?
Easily offended.
Now I feel like I'm backstabbing my friend.
And then,
am I a bad person?
What else? That's it. This is the two. What's the third?
Yeah. So, yun, I want to basically help him be less.
So it's a guy.
So I want to help him be less. Be less sensitive, you know what I mean? Like, see, eto na nga eh. Like, am I gossiping? I feel bad na tuloy.
That's the thing, Dan. Okay, that's the thing. Now that I feel like I know who it is, that's not your job. That's not your job.
So that's Inka's opinion. How about the other two?
I agree with Inka, actually. I feel like we get
He's an adult.
We understand it, but yeah. That's one of the issues that it's not going to get his life into a downward spiral or whatever. Yeah.
All right, my take is a little different. Because personally, I feel like I'm in the persuasion of I'm okay to lose a friend by saying a hard truth.
See, I agree with Justin.
For me, because I don't want to just live a very, very neutral life kind of thing.
I took the alignment test. I am neutral good. So it's funny that you say that.
I'd rather lose you as a friend. Same with Justin. I'll tell it straight to your face. Mm. If you can't take it, if you don't like it, then at least I can sleep at night knowing
that you know.
I tried to make you realize maybe something that you should work on or maybe help you become a better person.
Because my mindset with that is that if this person is so difficult to deal with, then who in their life would love them enough to tell them about it?
Yun, come on.
It's that.
Louder for the people in the back.
You need to choose, right? Do you want to just be chill about it see what happens to this friend's life?
Yeah.
Or do you want to, and of course, lovingly talk about it? You can't lose the lovingly part.
I'm in the middle of the two.
So my thing about that is I will do that for my best friends, for my family. But if it's just a friend…
Oh, just some random friend.
No, so I hold him to that degree. He would probably be a very important friend to me.
Mm. Okay. Well, if that's the case, then the best you can do is just let your friend know. And you're saying this, look, I'm saying this one because this is how this behavior of yours has been affecting me as a really good friend who cares about you. a place of concern.
So what are you saying? Are you saying ano? Ganito ganyan?
Yes, I'm saying ganito ganyan.
Ang yabang mo ah, eh ikaw kaya ganito ganyan ah.
I'm just telling you because I love you and I care about
wala.
You.
Hindi, wala. Ayoko.
Then there's nothing I can do. I can only go as far as tell you how I feel, how you accept that.
I don't want to talk to you.
Is your responsibility.
I don't want to talk to you.
My
for
responsibility
a week.
Ends here. Okay, then don't. But at least I did what I could out of love.
Oh, yeah. You see my predicament.
And no. And know that I'm here for you whenever you want to talk or whenever you need anything.
That's the thing. But yun, kita mo yung what I might encounter.
So now, is that trouble worth bringing
yun
it up anyway?
Yun nga yun.
So that's why, don't pala.
That's up to you. And okay, and it's also a question of, I believe in carrying other people's burdens, right? We're here to carry each other's burdens, right? But you get to choose...
Which burden?
You get to choose which people's burdens you want to carry, right? Because some people are just, let's say, oh, sige, ito na lahat. But hey, it's going to keep coming and I'm not going to try to change my life. Then that's kind of a lost cause kind of thing.
Yeah.
I also appreciate kasi those who correct me.
Yeah.
Gets mo.
Yeah,
that's why I'm coming from that standpoint.
And that's the hard part.
I'm a stubborn person to correct. I mean, Justin knows this.
I know.
But the thing is, like, when you do correct me and I see reason in your correction and I really make a difference... I make a change based on your recommendations or whatnot. First and foremost, it's because I've already realized why it is you want that or why it is you're correcting that. Secondly, when I'm reformed, it really adds value to my life.
Yeah.
It makes me a better person. And I am so thankful to those who were patient enough to do so.
But your mistake right now is assuming that everybody has the same mindset you do. Not everybody will be thankful for correction.
Yun na nga. That's
yun
why.
Na nga. That's why. So when you think those things, I want to correct him because I would appreciate if someone did that to me. That's you. Not everyone will accept that.
So right now, I've decided to just ride the wave and see where it goes. If it comes to a point where it's really, really ano na, then maybe I will.
And to answer your question, Dan, I don't think you're backstabbing your friend.
All right.
Because this is fruitful, coming out of a place of love, and you know, you're seeking wisdom. Like what Jaco said, I think it all boils down to intent. It's because you're seeking wisdom. What do you want to do? What is your intention to make cuento? Because, like, for example, let's just say a friend of mine, his girlfriend cheated on him, and I want to defend my friend. So I will go around and talk to people looking for advice. I can always be like, I want to ask your advice because so-and-so is cheating on this guy, yung boyfriend niya. So what do I do? But my intention is not to look for advice. My intention is to spread that.
Yeah.
That's backstabbing.
Yeah.
So intention.
There's intention.
There's a difference.
Yes. So that's intention. So that's backstabbing.
Then Danny, you'll get a text. Bro, I listened to your podcast. Ako ba to?
So just to be super clear, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I really do love this friend of mine. And that's why I really want to know what the best course of action is. Because I want the best for them. Yun lang talaga yung intention ko.
Yeah. So hindi siya backstabbing.
And I guess that goes back to what Justin was saying. Parang if your intent is good and you really want to change that, you're going to do everything to get that friend help.
Yeah.
And if it means... kind of watering down that friendship, then so be it if it helps. But yun nga, I guess at the end of the day, you have to weigh a lot of options out. And that's why ako personally, I like figuring it out first.
I think the best thing you can do is number one, figure out where this is coming from.
I think that's good, right? If you keep it anonymous, it's also your delivery. Because if you're like, I have this friend and he's like this, actually you guys know who he is. And then here's a clue. Here's a clue. I won't say his name, but here's another clue. Ah, gets you now, gets you now. Okay. Now here's the scoop. Then that's like, that's gossip then.
Because you can always hide it and still like get to the meat, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel better now.
This episode was actually Danny's therapy session.
For those of us who are listening, and if you're in the same situation, I hope that this kind of shed some light into your predicament and helped you decide what it is you need to do with your situation, right? Indirectly, at least, learning from my life experience in this particular query of mine. About backstabbing, I guess that's our point. It really boils to the intent.
Yeah. for the rubric again, we've been talking about one-on-one, but we have yet to talk about group interventions. So yeah. My personal rubric is this quote, right? If a fellow believer hurts you, go and tell him. Work it out between the two of you. If he listens, you've made a friend. If he won't listen, take one or two others along so that the presence of witnesses will keep things honest and try again. If he still won't listen, tell the church. If he won't listen to the church, you'll have to start over from scratch, confront him with the need for repentance and offer again God's forgiving love. But anyway, so it's
step.
Where is that from?
That's Matthew 18 verses 15 to 17.
What's from the Bible?
Yeah. So the steps are, talk to the person first. That person doesn't listen to you. Okay, fine. Talk to somebody else. Bring two or three others who believe the same thing and then go confront him. And if he still doesn't listen to the three, four of you, then go ahead and bring it up with the church. Then if he still doesn't listen to the church, then he's just like, probably I don't want to be here at all, period. So start from scratch kind of thing.
How about though, this is an assumption that that group, so we're using the church as an example, obviously, because this is the Bible, but it could be any group that has a certain belief system that they want to help one of their barkadas come into that belief system. But what if that person doesn't believe in that thing anymore na talaga?
Which one?
Whatever belief system that this group is trying to help convert this person into believing. What if he really doesn't believe in it anymore?
Let's take it into a corporate setting na lang. Let's just say it's you and a coworker, and then you and your department head, and then you to HR.
Okay.
I think that's a little bit more measurable.
Right.
You talk to your coworker. Let's say you and I work in the same office, and every day you take my ball pens and like, and it's your thing to take people's ball pens, right? You don't mean anything by it. Maybe it's your lambing even. But for me, I don't like it. So I'm like, dude, why are you taking my ball pens? And he's like, why? Yeah. It's my lambing. Don't you want my lambing or whatever? And then I can talk
to
other
my
people.
Coworkers.
Yeah. And I'll be like, has he taken your ball pens? And they'd be like, yeah, actually. And I think like, you should probably stop, right? Yeah. All right. So we'd be like, hey, Dan, you know, we get that you love us and everything. We love you too. But we would really respect that you keep our ball pens in our offices, right? And you're like, screw you guys. This is how I am. This is how I be. Take my love or don't.
This is how I be.
This is how I be. So the three of you are like, all right, you know, he won't listen to us. Then I can go to the authorities, sort of, like the HR. And be like, hey, so we have a common complaint about our coworker. We want him to change his behavior for the better of the entire organization. Mm-hmm. And he's not listening to us. Maybe he'll listen to you. So but now you go to the HR and the HR's like, where's this coming from? Why? What do you mean? Where's this coming from? Whatever. And then do you want to be a part of this organization? And then you be like, you know what? If it means that I can't take anyone's ball pens from anyone's desk, then I don't want to be a part of this organization. Then fine.
Right.
They don't.
Yeah.
So it seems like
that person is not aligned with whatever it is that the organization,
group dynamic,
belief system stands for.
It could be anything. Could
so
be
that's
anything.
Also when you know that you being that person, that's also when you know now you shouldn't be part of that organization if it's not your thing to abide by their set of rules, their set of protocol, whatever.
Maybe not even in the season.
Yeah. So guys, don't get employed.
That's Danny's takeaway.
So but then that was a very nice thought exercise. That will also help a lot of people decide, regardless of which side of the fence they're on, whether they're part of that organization or they're that person, the black sheep.
Correct.
So the question is this person still interested in being part of your organization?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to gossip. So
I think we've been getting a lot of mail or messages then about this. Hey, it's helping them with their own issues. So if you do have, you know, just to help us out with topics as well, if you do have something that you want us to kind of talk about and unearth and like just unfold for you, then please send us an email. I mean, we would love to hear your questions or whatever. And, you know, as a group, we can help you dissect it the best way we could.
Yes.
I guess wrap up what we were talking about earlier, you got to weigh that out. Everybody's different. Everybody takes things different. And if you care about that person, you're going to figure it out. You're not just going to put in your own 2 cents because you feel I'm going to put in my own 2 cents. You know, you got to weigh everything out because everything matters. And even them getting hurt doesn't matter. You have to know why.
I hope that it's done in love. It isn't out of spite. It isn't out of hate. It isn't out of your own convenience.
Yeah.
But it's out of love and concern for that person.
Intention, guys.
Yeah.
The intention is supposed to help them and not make you feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
It's really intention. And you know what? The best thing you can do talaga is just really be honest with yourself. You know, a lot of people do not practice that at all because they're afraid. Yeah. Right?
Because honesty.
Yeah, because then you'll be confronted with your own flaws. And that's always scary. But you know what I do actually? I go to the bathroom, I face the mirror sometimes, and I feel like if I need to work things out in my brain, I look at the mirror and then, sorry, do you hear my dogs?
Yeah, they're working it out in the mirror right now.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Shut up! I look at the mirror and then I literally talk to myself and I go, Inks, there's no one here. It's literally just you and
just
me.
Just you. Yeah,
now, what's the truth? Because no one's going to judge me there. It's just me.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what I tell myself. There's no one here to judge you. What's the truth? Come on. Come on.
And then your reflection talks back, right? And you're like, oh, crap. Oh no. I'm kidding.
It helps me also because it's a hard habit to cultivate, you know, being honest with yourself. Yeah. But it starts there. Because who are you kidding?
I would say that's a pretty good exercise too, because you literally see also what you look like. Like your physical appearance could be an indicator of your lifestyle. You literally see, okay, you have eye bags. I mean, you haven't been getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
Let's say your hair is a mess or something. You didn't fix up today, right?
I'm sorry, Justin. Oh my God.
Let's say you're still wearing the same earrings from yesterday. You definitely did not take a bath. Even for me, I noticed, I try to stay away from the mirror when I don't want to start my day. Because when I see myself and I'm like, oh, okay, like I still have like patches of medicine on my face or something from the night before. You know, and I'm just like, I just look kind of messy or whatever and not presentable. And obviously we have to be on cam for our line of work. When I see myself in the mirror, I'm like, okay, it's time to get ready. Time to fix up.
Like also, parang we're always so afraid of other people judging us, but you have to learn how to keep yourself accountable to really be happy. Because that's when you can lead a life that is guilt-free for the most part. You are sure about your decisions because you know that this is what you want also. And little things like if you're afraid that you're going to judge yourself, then maybe you learn how to be more forgiving of yourself. Maybe you learn how to be more accepting of yourself. And also watch yourself. Watch yourself.
Watch yourself.
It goes both ways. You cannot be a hypocrite about it. You have to really reflect. You have to pray. You have to do whatever it is you need to do. Literally refine.
Reflect. That's I'm literally reflecting right now.
It is what it is, right? Like that is the physical representation literally of reflection. And you have to reflect before you do anything. Much more about when you're going to be talking or going to try to confront a friend or talk to someone else and
you
try to, you know, you must first reflect.
So yeah, do shoot us an email. It's oncallwithjjd@gmail.com. And online, there's an I at the end of that. It's at oncallwithjjdi.
On call. With Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inka.